Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Good evening to you, and welcome to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone, right here on TDN Radio. It is always wonderful to be back with you for another episode of Untapped Potential as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead and remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So I hope that your week is off to a fantastic start. This being Tuesday, let's take a look at the calendar real quick. Tuesday, August 1st. So the very first day of August. So how are those goals that you have set out for yourself going so far? This being August 1st, that means the majority of the year is already behind us. So this is the place we stop by every week to get powered up and energized for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the phone calls we need to make, the emails we need to send. How can we keep going with that important life goal that we have set out for ourselves? So thank you. Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Untapped Potential. I always look forward to being in your company every week right here on TDN Radio. So as always, we have a great interview for you. As a matter of fact, we will continue the program we started last week regarding the small businesses of Dominica, the opportunities and the challenges. So if you're a regular listener, first of all, I want to thank you for being a regular listener. You will know that our interviews are conducted via our Facebook Live programs. And then I bring you the recorded portion of the interview on this program. So this is an interview we conducted, I believe, at the end of June with a number of young men out of Dominica, from Dominica. Two of them actually live here in Atlanta. And so we wanted to bring you the rest of that interview this evening on Untapped Potential. So again, thank you for being here for another episode. We also like to get the week started off on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for this week? As for me, I am grateful that we had a wonderful dinner party last week. We ensure that we do these really great dinner parties with a special neighbors of ours. So we had that last week just to celebrate life and to kind of show our children the importance of taking time out to do something special for each other and just to celebrate life. So we had that last week. And also last week, we went to the Dominica Fun Day last week. So we want to thank Showing James, Optimistic Sound, and everyone else who were involved in putting that event together. It ended up being a wonderful event of togetherness for Dominicans. I also had an opportunity to meet with Dominicans and to get some support for our Dominica in Puzzle book. Of course, if you too want a copy of that book, it is available on pushpast10.com. So P-U-S-H PAST10.com if you would like to get your very own copy of the Dominica in Puzzle book. So here we are. Again, we are grateful for life. So if you cannot find anything to be grateful for, just keep remembering that you woke up this morning. So that is a great place to start. We also like to start the program with an inspirational song. And today we want to bring you a gospel collection Ipsos. It is a new project that was recently completed in Dominica with Lady S. Charles and Mrs. Huguette Centelier. So I want to have you enjoy this number that they created, a gospel calypso, and I will be sure to bring you the program surrounding how this project came about and all the great news for Dominica with regards to taking our music internationally. So again, enjoy this gospel calypso track sung by Lady S out of Dominica. She's a calypsonian out of Dominica. And then we will take you right into the second part of the pre-recorded interview we did on the challenges, opportunities, and successes of businesses in Dominica.
To go on the passage unto the way and go to my Father in heaven. Jesus is the passage to the way. God is the destiny, is the way, is the home. I say God is in heaven, He is the way, and He is the H-O-M-E. I say God is in heaven, He is the way, and He is the H-O-M-E. Jesus is the passage unto the way. Follow the passage unto the way. Jesus is the passage unto the way. God is life, truth, and the way. God is the destiny, He is the way. The home, God our home, oh yes, He is our home. God is the home and our way. God our home, oh yes, He is our home. God is the home and our way. Remember Jesus said to you and to me, I go to my Father in heaven. I'm the life, truth, and the way. For you cannot come to my Father but through Jesus the way. And sit with the Father, Holy Spirit, and Son on the 16-kilometer table, to worship and tell how Jesus saved us and how we made it our home. Jesus is the passage unto the way. Follow the passage unto the way. Jesus is the passage unto the way. God is life, truth, and the way. God is the destiny. The home, God our home, oh yes, He is our home. God is the home and the way. God our home, oh yes, He
is. As I'm reading the comments on Facebook, just take a note of any comments you want to respond to. So we see Alvin Thomas. Alvin, as always, thank you for being here. He says good evening to you and your guest, Simone Winstey. Choice spot, blessings, guys. Tazzy St. Amy says good evening. Let's see who else we have with us this evening. We have Lenny Thomas. Good evening, all. Blessings, Richie. Sherlyn Davis, good evening to all. Blessings, Ricardo. Marlon Jacob, blessing, guys. Leanne Joseph, nice. Cal Kofi James, always great to see you. Greetings and blessings, Queen. Dr. Simone, oh, I'm Queen now. Thank you, Carl, and your entire panel. Alini says, businessman in action, wonderful blessing. I agree. Let's see. Celci Marie Charles, great talk show, guys. Thank you for being here. Celci Marie, let's see who else we have. Alvin had gone and he came back. So thank you for coming back, Alvin.
Alvin says, no middle class anymore. And he says, even the public works department has shut down. Lini Thomas, our young men and women need to learn skills. JSP was a very good program. Alvin says, well said, Ricardo. Elvis Papi Edwards, my cannabis business plan was bringing over 20,000 jobs in Dominica. Wow, that is pretty impressive, Elvis. I wish you would connect with me. And, you know, I connect with so many people on this program. So what I will do, I will post my email, pushpastin@gmail.com, in the chat. And Elvis, please feel free to connect with me if you would like to talk about that business plan, which would have created 20,000 jobs in Dominica. Certainly impressive. Eliza Lewis Gums, good night. Marshall Lawrence, interesting discussion as always. Good evening. Elvis says again, Dominica is not ready to be free from poverty. Let's see, Alvin, wow, profound. June, we mentioned your comment before. Again, please continue to contribute as well. Eliza, Lambie, and Alvin, good night. Elvis, Dominica, not lazy. They just need opportunity. Elvis, I could not agree more. Sherlyn, the system is frustrating and there is no motivation. Elvis, Dominica could be making cannabis sunscreen. Wow. For the world and the Caribbean. Elvis, we certainly need to connect to talk about this even more. Alvin says, June, the system let down the young people. I completely agree. Victorious as God's plan. The point is, Simone, the system is making it difficult for young men to be motivated and ambitious when a system is giving young men stipend from the state, from political gains. What do you expect? And then Marshall says, some young persons need to come together and create joint businesses, for example, production, manufacturing, processing, packaging, managing, marketing, selling, shipping. Excellent point, everyone. Thank you so much for your contributions. And Carl says, definitely I'll just say the system, Carl. I will not say it the way you wrote it, is killing the country. So again, guys, thank you for your contribution, Carlos and Ricardo. I want you to comment on anything that you read in the Facebook messages today.
Well, I know Mr. Elvis Papi Edwards, mm-hmm. and his business, he shared his, because I do a live program as well, and he shared his business plan with me. And I was very much taken back by what happened to his proposal that he brought to the people in charge, and his idea, basically they tried to steal his idea, you know. And we have people who are willing to give back to their country, and they are trying to take it from us. They're not there to motivate us, to help us strive and make something out of our nation. They want to keep everything to themselves, fatten their pockets. And everybody is hungry. Everybody has to come to me and beg me. And I'm sorry, before I even say anything else, Carlos was saying that people was encouraging him to leave the country. One of the worst decisions I've made was to leave Dominica. Mm-hmm. In the sense that I feel like I've taken away from Dominica instead of giving to the country. Because when we all leave, who have the vision, who has that strive to make something happen, when we all leave as people like that, who's going to be left? What are we leaving our country to? Or who are we leaving it for? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that me leaving wasn't good for me at that moment, but the decision, if I could go back in time, I probably would be still in that way, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of potential on my island. There's a lot of people who are innovative, who can take our country further, and we just need to keep on pumping and giving. And sometimes the road is rough, the road is rocky, but we can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Absolutely. Carlos, any thoughts on the Facebook comments?
I am along the line with of what Elvis said, guys like Carl James, even if the way he put it. But I remember my both grandparents having a copra processing plant at their homes. These are the things that created the middle class back then. Mm-hmm. This is what sent a lot of young people to school. This is what that was allowing persons to walk into companies like Saab Motors back in the day with their Crocker's bag with cash money and go and buy their vehicle, get their duty-free concessions and go back on their farms. I was one of those. I mean, I thank credit to my father. I was one of the enterprising ones, and I used to get guys to come here. I used to import vehicles for persons. But that allowed me to have my first vehicle of my own at 18 years old, going to college with a vehicle. You think that can happen now? It's tough for a young person coming up, you know. It's very hard.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and you know, I'm really.
The brain drain is going to, it's affecting Dominica a lot negatively than we even care to even speak of. Look at the nurses. Every nurse that goes through the nursing training system, their first thing they're looking for is for their first opportunity to go to England or America, you know. Yes, they will come into work in the hospital, but the first opportunity they get into go to work in a hostel or some caring home in the UK, they will grab it and run, because like Richie was saying, it's better for them personally, but for the country that is bad. Then we have to bring in foreigners to augment the lack of persons in the various sectors. That's why we have with so many Spanish doctors and nurses.
Yeah, we have a call coming in. So let's take the call, guys.
Good evening, caller. Thanks for joining us. You may go ahead.
Yes, lovely. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night. What I'm saying, I am from the village of St. Joseph. And I could tell you, back in the day, we had stuff happening in Dominica. We had this manufacturing, we had agriculture, we had other things that going on in Dominica. Right now, scary. Which is the prime minister. He has made the young people dependent. He made them dependent. So right now, he gives them an ounce of marijuana to smoke on the side of the road. They could come to his office and get a cool out. They don't have to work. So the government creates that society in Dominica right now. And now they're calling the young people lazy. We are not exporting nothing. Which country without public works going to survive? Which country not exporting nothing going to survive? So we have to understand the young people in Dominica right now, all they know is the Labour Party and Kerry. So it's going to be difficult to turn that thing around. He keep giving them cool out every election, he give them money, he give them CEO, and that's all they care about. We need to go back to agriculture, manufacturing, creating jobs, that the young guys don't have to be on the side of the road and expect the pirate to give them something every month. Even if they got to work for what they want, then they'll go to work. And if the government create their venue, create jobs, then they will work, but they're not lazy. But the amount of marijuana they will carry in their pocket right now. Back in the days, they would carry a spliff. Now they will carry a whole ounce in their pocket. Mm-hmm. And that is all for political points. Kerry did that. Nothing more. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Carla, for your contribution. And, you know, I'm really happy that Marshall mentioned, you know, production, manufacturing, processing, because Q95 is really at the forefront of supporting our businesses. Because I'm not sure if you guys have heard, but there's a new program. I want to make sure I get the name completely right. Nature Island Small Business Buzz. And it is all about supporting local entrepreneurs. How do we go from small to tall? And I want to thank Mr. G because, you know, that whole idea of the program came from a conversation we had right here on Roots Connections with Jody Dublin and a few other people who were talking about the importance of supporting businesses in Dominica. And from that, we've now created, you know, Nature Island Small Business Buzz, where there will be an opportunity to continue pretty much what we're doing this evening to educate and inform those who either want to begin a business, who have a business and they're struggling to move the business to the next level. So again, we want to thank Q95 for being on the forefront of supporting our small businesses in Dominica. But you know, the conversation we're having, guys, is the importance of opportunities and challenges. So tell us about some of your opportunities and challenges that you faced in this ever-changing world, and just how are you navigating the world? How have you been able to maybe tap into our Dominicans overseas or Dominicans who are not in your immediate area to expand your business? Because we have to talk about how do we continue to grow our small businesses despite the challenge. So let's talk a little bit about that, the importance of maybe technology, the importance of maybe using WhatsApp, some opportunities and challenges that you currently face.
I'm very glad that you brought that direction to the conversation, because that's exactly where I was going to go with as a response to what the previous caller did. Yes, we know that the industry is in shambles. We know that government is doing little onto nothing to help the young people. But what can happen is we don't depend on government to do what we need to do. Richie is doing a business. I am doing a business. Mm-hmm. There are persons overseas who are resource people. Say, for example, me in the media business, one person that I always call on who is in the business is a guy called Felix Augustine Jr. You may know him. He's a guy that is a resource person for me personally in the industry, and he will always give me good advice. Now for persons like Jody and so on, a lot of their work doesn't have to depend on, yes, we know Dominica doesn't have money, but we have getting money from outside. You have to look at exports. So even though Dexia and Invest Dominica not doing what you expect them to do, we have to come together and find ways to make the money from the people overseas. So whether it be we decide, hey, DCP start back doing their corporate their soap production. So that means they need the oil. So the corporate need to get produced. Somebody need to go to them to say, hey, that not happening there. How can we get that going again? Somebody need to go to the person who producing the soups on a smaller scale. For example, the ladies in Granby. And how can oil producing? Yes. We can sell in Dominica, but what can we do for us to export? You know, so you can make that money with other markets, over, because people like the Dominican products, you know, they love our Dominican, and we have to lean into that our diaspora community. That's a very powerful tool that we're not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Ricardo.
Yeah, I gonna say this might sound kind of thing, but you know how all Dominican people like seawall, right? We like to party, mm-hmm. We like to jump up and drink rum and things. In those events, that's what I have done a lot of networking with people. Despite the drinking, but we still exchange our phone number. I might not talk to you today, but I will call you tomorrow when we sober, when we clear-minded. And I have gained a lot of business contacts that way. And to piggyback on Mr. Carlos's point he was making about DCP, when I was growing up as a child, I grew up as Seventh Adventist, and we had to, we were building a school called the Temple SDA School in Wesley. And that's what we as church members had to go and do. We went to the fields and we were picking up coconut and we were baking them in the bakery, in the copra house, and then taking it down to DCP to make money. We also went up in the forest and cut trees and make coal.
Yeah, so, hold that thought, Ricardo. Let's take the call. Make a note of what you're saying.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead with the call.
Hi, good night, Blackbird.
Good night.
And the guests on board.
Good night. Good evening.
I just heard a gentleman speak. I think it's Richie or somebody. My name is Ronnie, by the way. I do manufacturing local products, oils, herbs, spices, different products. And I also supply some of the people that do manufacturing, for instance, jewelry. One of the difficulties I find, I don't know if it's because of how the system set up, like the government structure, the system. What you find, they put $30 million in the bank, in a bank for small business people. Me, personally, I have some application in there, maybe almost three, going on 3-4 years. And every time a year finished, they call you back to renew the document. But you find other people that not in small business getting those money through the system, because the prime minister can't look about all those things. We put the money there, you have to have a supervisor, loan officer, management. What you find, these people structure the system where they get their friends and their family, and they send them a register company, and they're getting those money, 50,000, 60,000. And you out there struggling, you don't even have a tent in Roseau. You don't have good marketing, as Ricky was just saying. Everybody's on their own, drowning, swimming, left, right, like the Titanic, sinking. And it's like you don't get it nowhere. You go to the ministerial buildings, and the people that give you more hells in the ministry, it's the same little poor people in the government office. Sometimes when you go there, the minister's trying to assist you. They are the ones that fighting with you face to face. Sometimes, yes, the politicians set the agenda, but then we are separate from our own enemy. Look at Roseau. Roseau becoming a foreign enterprise. And you find now all the people that have stores, they're uniting. They are foreigners and they're uniting, but we're not uniting. I mean, look at it, Marigot. You had a young guy, I think, James, Julian's son. He was making a breadfruit flour. You had John Robin and his son in a production up there. You have Stewart Paris in a cocoa industry. And many, many others. You have Arthur doing some local herbs, spices. I think he's a prince. Miss Prince, a prince, a granddaughter for Mr. Prince. He do local product. And all of them telling you, they don't have a financial strain, because around 3 weeks ago, they had a big exhibition at the stadium. And Curtis, that was interviewing them, Matthew on DBS. And everyone is telling you they're under financial strain. So sometimes we have to look beyond the system, because I can tell you, some people rather to die on the road than they go in the hospital. Some people rather to die hungry than they go to the government headquarters. Even you're doing business, because they make it tough. I'm telling you, you see these little secretaries and who the government put to run those offices. It can be the bank, it can be land, it can be. Look at even the Haitians complaining they're not getting citizenship. But you find people in the labor division, they're making more money than the treasury. And the prime minister walking there some years back and tell them there's a racket going on. So even any ministry is a real thing is going on. You put them to run land, they're giving only their friends the land, and who that need the land cannot get. They're giving those that can take the loan to buy a piece of land, they're giving them the land. They get the people that can get in the money in the bank. They have a job, but they're still going and take the small business people money. And I tell you, it's very untidy. I might just say I was in farming, I was in tourism, but manufacturing is the worst. Mr. G, Astafan, they used to do garments in the 70s. And it's the same political thing that caused that the government at the time don't give them duty free. They You had all the raw food. You had, I think, a Moro man in Portersville doing garments. I myself, I don't know what to do again. It's one of the hardest work I ever do, you know, industrial work, because these things need machines. I'm not a machine. You cannot be trying to make 20 bottles a day and to get anywhere. I mean, I spent some years in farming, and that's the hardest work I take on, and I regret I take it on. It's people like Bobby and them that come and force me, you know, even Nassif and Bobby, Isaac Trainers, the Speaker of the House, he gave us a certification on our hands. He and Mr. William, the former president with Dexia, they are a European Union program. They train us, they give us a certificate. And I just can't understand it. Anyway, good night.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, caller, for your powerful contribution. And, you know, he's absolutely right, because you get so frustrated. I talked about my experience of walking to the bank for a whole year and not getting anywhere. So this has been going on forever in Dominica, where it seems like these institutions are more interested in frustrating you, so you will stop trying to access the funding that you need either for your education or for your business. Then they're set up to assist you. But you know, guys, the other thing we have to talk about very quickly, and I did a program on this, is while our young men may not have the opportunities to start small businesses, what we are seeing now is the interest in illegal economies. Because people still have to eat, they still have to make money. So you may find that, well, they cannot go the legitimate route to get the income that they're seeking. So they find more dangerous options. And I think that is where a lot of all the violence, maybe over territories, who knows, is happening in Dominica. So do you have any thoughts on some alternative ways that young men are pursuing funding and money in Dominica?
Well, I, for one, according to what I've been hearing on the ground, even the illegal economies are not operating as how it used to be back in the day. So say that guys are turning to illegal has always been there. So it's not like it's a new thing that people are turning to. What I will say that needs to be done, and even going back to what the last caller said, to address all those things, a lot of things come down to having a mindset change. We have to change the way we want to do business in our country. And that goes along through various sectors of society, even in the political realm that a lot of people are hinting at. A mindset change. I used to have a channel in Dominica. I still run a 24-hour channel, and everybody used to be happy with that. It's called the Caribbean Video Network, especially young people. All the latest music videos used to run it. Used to have it on different at different restaurants. Different people would be happy to run those kinds. It was like a Dominica mini BET. But what used to happen to run that kind of business? It takes a lot of sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Businesses don't normally spend money in marketing in Dominica. All that comes back to a mindset change. When you look at other countries, a business like that would be flourishing. I mean, yes, you can say Dominica doesn't have enough money to spend. But when you do any business, I'm sure Richie can attest to that. Mm-hmm. You have to market your business. But in Dominica, a person doing a jam, for example, for them to get sponsorship for that jam, it's like a brain surgery. You know? It's tough to get some people to come and market their products in your activity. But
you know, yeah, thank you, Carlos. But you know, guys, what I also want us to discuss as well is how do we duplicate the men that you are, right? So we see that, you know, men like you come from humble beginnings, and women as well come from humble beginnings, but they are able to rise above their upbringing. So they're able to rise above the challenges, but some young men and some women are unable to do so. So how do we duplicate your successes to ensure that more of our young men and women are no longer left by the wayside, no longer left to fend for themselves, no longer left to beg for their daily bread? So I want to talk about the importance of maybe things like mentorship. How do we mentor these young people so that they're able to see that starting a small business may be an opportunity for them? How can they innovate? How can they become creative so that they can earn an income? Because, you know, just today I was reading a post on social media where this young woman is asking for $4,000 to pay her loans, and she's asking people on Facebook to pay it for her. Because unfortunately, you know, she only has a part-time job, she has children, and she took the loan, she thought she would be able to pay it, and now she can't. So how do we duplicate your success to secure more financially independent people in Dominica?
Like I said earlier, everybody might not have the opportunity of getting land and stuff like that, like I did at the time, but mm-hmm. I went to the farm. I went and I planted cucumbers, mm-hmm. and I sold those cucumbers. Everybody might not have that big patch of land where a relative of theirs might just say, "Yo, use my place, why is I not using it?" kind of scenario. But we all have some form of something, some form of somebody we can relate to, go to get some advice from, because this thing wasn't just, I didn't just do this on my own. I had to go to look at other resources. I had to go ask people. I had to go research. I had to go dig into stuff on my own. And we have to have, in order to duplicate me, you have to have that drive. You have mm-hmm. to have that passion to want to be successful, to want to have for yourself and for your family. I am not saying that you can't go on Facebook and do as the young lady is doing and ask. But let's say she does ask. And I even did ask. When Maria came about, I put up on Facebook that I was in need of stuff to get myself together. And what I did with the monies that I received from the people who donated, I went to Guadeloupe via back door. I rented a small fishing boat and I took it over to Guadeloupe. And I bought groceries and I came back to my community and I opened up a little store and I was selling stuff. And I also donated to certain people who I knew didn't have the funds to buy. But you know, you gotta be innovative. You gotta try different things. And if you ain't trying, you're gonna fail. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, my people, yo, if you don't get nothing from this live here tonight, you have to try. You have to try. I've tried all different kind of things. Anything you think about, I tried already. Just to see which thing is going to make me get over that hump, which thing is going to take me to the next level. If you ever get anything from me tonight, keep on trying. Don't you ever give up. Don't give up.
Because go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. And again, it comes back to what we said in the beginning. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Right? Because if you're surrounding yourself with folks who, are thinking that, they're a victim, mm-hmm. they're a victim mm-hmm. of their circumstance, rather than saying, you know what, I want to do better for myself, then that's where you're going to be stuck. But if you choose to surround yourself, join an organization, right? You may not have the role models around you in your immediate environment, but join an organization, join the Cadet Corps, join a youth group, join, you know, we need more men's groups in Dominica, but join the people you know gather to have positive conversations. So whether it is in a church, whether it is in, you know, maybe your children's schools where you find other dads, find the opportunities to surround yourself with people who maybe think differently from you, who do not think that they are victims, so that you yourself can elevate yourself from beyond where you are. But Carlos, let me come to you. The need for mentorship, the need for opportunities to duplicate success in Dominica. And then Facebook, I see your comments. I'm going to grab them in a little while.
First off, I'm by no means successful. I've never claimed to be. I'm in Dominica.
Yeah, she's giving it to you, man. She's giving it to you.
I'm trying to keep myself as decent as I can within the limited means that's afforded to me. However, I would like to say that persons need to, again, mindset change. We can also look at ways of, when I was coming into the business, there were persons such as Alexander Birmingham. He used to work at Mapping Telecoms. He's from Sufria. He was one of those that held my hand as a videographer, up and coming videographer, and Linton Joseph, LG Productions. These are persons who taught me a lot of the hands-on that I did. So I mean, if persons come to me and they want to learn the work. A lot of the work has evolved as well. And there's also persons making space for the people coming back there. Because there are guys who are in the industry now and tell me, boy, I remember when you used to do your stuff and I used to watch certain things you're doing. I look up to you. I wouldn't call their names, but there are persons who have come back and tell me that. But you just do things in a way and make space for the person behind it. Just like persons in certain positions in society, different sectors. Is not your father place. They don't die and will it for you. So yes, you get training. Some of them didn't go to school. Yes, you get some training, but you don't have to be there for 20 years, 40 years. When those students that go to school come back, there's no positions for them to fit in and implement some of the new technologies and the new things that they learn in those positions, and then they get frustrated. And then you find you're having a cashier, you're having an entry-level accountant that is highly qualified, or a position come up and nobody cannot apply for it because the persons that are available that came back from school, they're overqualified, or they get frustrated and they go back, or they just don't come back at all because there's nothing for them to do. So we have to look at those different areas, creating opportunities all over all different sectors. You move into something else, you know. Those are kind of ways that we can look at the things that we can look at doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so happy you guys joined me this evening. Carlos Charles, Ricardo, St. Amy, and we had Jeffrey. We had Jeffrey on before, but he had to catch a flight. So as we talked about, opportunities and challenges for small businesses in Dominica in this ever-changing world, and just looking at the implications of unemployment. And, you know, I think we also have to look at the important roles that we each can play. And I'm happy that we continue having these conversations because it is building a network. It is building a network of people who are saying, you know what? We do not have the luxury of waiting until the political system changes in Dominica. Yes, we have to continue that fight, but we do not have the luxury of waiting because people are suffering underground. So we are continuing to build this network of people who are passionate of Dominica, who are turning their passion for Dominica into action for Dominica, who are able, and I hope one day, you know, I have so many thoughts in my brain, but I'm hoping one day that we can set up a mentorship program using technology so that the folks who are coming on these programs are able to give back to the youth of Dominica, to be an inspiration to them, to be a motivating element to them, to as they continue to look for opportunities to be inspired. And we also cannot downplay the importance of social media to build those networks, because I have to tell you, in the last 5 days, one of my videos on Push Past 10 on Facebook went viral. And I've been able to reach 1,300,000 people with one video. And what that has done, right, is giving Push Past 10 the opportunity to reach, because what it does is it, you have the videos and then you have the reach of your page. So now Push Past 10 has reached 2,300,000 people, and we've secured about 525 more followers. So what does that mean? That means we now have an even broader platform on social media to be able to build that network that we continue to talk about in terms of advancing Dominica. So we are truly excited about the opportunities to continue to grow and to continue to advance Dominica. But let us take a couple of comments before we wind down this evening. And then, guys, I want to come to you for your final thoughts. So we have David Joseph. David, great to see you. He says, Alvin Thomas, the system has let our young people down in so many ways. It seems like they have no future for our young people. Nothing has been put in place over the last 20 years geared towards the elevation of our youth. And then Alvin says, so true. Let's take some comments from folks we haven't heard from. Well, let's take call. Meanwhile, our young men and women are educated from any, excluded from any profitable business gain. Our young people, however, need not to be distracted with the freedom to smoke, but rather demand cannabis industries that they can supply with raw material and the entire country can benefit. McLean Leslie, just a question. What's the problem if we have 365 rivers and a lot more freshwater springs, yet we importing water into Dominica? You know, I get so enraged when I think about that. But McLean, thank you for sharing that question. Carl Kofi, did you all hear the cry of this caller? We certainly did. We need to root out the problem in Dominica. Marshall says the caller had so much to say. Hope he's a guest on the program one day. I will invite him, Marshall. I happen to have his phone number, so I will reach out to him. That was Ronnie. Alvin, the diaspora may be an area to raise funding capital to assist small business in Dominica. Absolutely. Carlos mentioned the untapped source of the diaspora, a fund like seed equity funding. Absolutely. Detouche Alfred, I'm watching and listening tonight. More people need to talk about the things that others don't know about. I know lots of people in Dominica who are suffering and afraid to talk out. You are so right. Carl, it goes back to the mindset. We have to reintroduce our youth to the culture of get up and go get it. Absolutely. Form groups, cooperatives, team up with people who are already insight into small business. Peter Carbon, great to see you. The foundation of the Dominican economy is agriculture. I could not agree more. And young people were trained to work on the farm. Construction was undertaken by local contractors, let's stress that, who provided training, absolutely, and mentorship to the next generation of contractors. And they too say good night to everyone. Just let the intelligence flow. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. Guys, so as we get ready to wind down, and again, I want to thank you for joining us for this very powerful and impactful program. And, you know, I'm always thinking beyond our program here on Q95. So I'm hoping that once, you know, I find some time to start a mentorship program, that you will join me on that venture. So your final thoughts as we wind down.
I just read a comment there. Lenny Thomas, she said, lots of small businesses, very little money to support them. We have the ability, but not the opportunity. I like that comment right there. We have the ability, just not the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And if the opportunity presents itself, I think that our young people at the same home we are fighting for can achieve greatness. But we need that opportunity to present itself. And sometimes it takes somebody speaking, somebody knowing somebody to create that opportunity. So let us try our best as diasporans, as Dominicans, not to give up the fight on our country for our countrymen, for our young people, for our elderly people, for our country on a whole. And let's just keep on fighting and keep on pushing. One day things will get better. And if you get anything from me tonight, yo, keep on striving, my people. Keep on striving, keep on pushing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And just remind us your contact information, Ricardo, if anyone wants to get in touch with you.
My contact information is, you could catch me on Facebook at Ricardo St. Amy on Facebook. And my phone number is 404-519-7629. Or my last name, stamy51@gmail.com. I'm also live on Facebook. I try to be live on a Wednesday or Monday. So I'm here. Anybody looking for me, you can find me on Facebook and on YouTube as well.
Right. And again, if you don't remember his information, you can always email me at pushpastin@gmail.com, pushpast10@gmail.com for more information. And guys, don't forget, if you've missed any portion of this program, you can always jump on q95da.com from tomorrow. So I know many people who listen are not on Facebook, and that's okay. But you can jump on q95da.com. And the program will be available. So if you want to hear the contact information again, you want to listen to a part of the program that you missed, you can check it out tomorrow. Carlos Charles, your contact information and your final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm easy to find. Carlos Charles on Facebook, carloscharles@gmail.com. Tweet 53113. Easy to find.
Absolutely. Your final thoughts.
I'm always online with my party program, usually on Sundays. So you'll find us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, we on various platforms, and also pushing my business for C Media. You'll find C Media Inc. on Facebook. You'll see us on YouTube. See us on various platforms, and the site is down right now, but it'll be back up very soon. Trying to get that going. But in terms of thoughts for small business, it's the everything is every most housing homes have been based on small business, so it could be the little sweetie and ice cream shop in La Plaine, or the little lady that's saying a little ice pop in the schools, you know, those kind of things. Or the mother making a little logo, those things are small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start more investing in our small businesses and cross purchase. So you know Dr. Simone has a juicing business. Support that business. Let's start spending more in our local people, invest more. For example, it's this guy who has that juicing, the Cati, he has a nice juicing business. Then you support unless this other company they have various corners in Roseau, they sell in their juices. Support those industries, those young and Judy with her natural hair stuff, and the other people.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
We're just
listening to the second part of our conversation with Mr. Carlos Charles, Ricardo, as well as Jeffrey Cuffy, Ricardo's last name is St. Amy, on the successes, the challenges, the opportunities for small businesses in Dominica. And so we have a lot of work to do with securing the future of our Dominican small businesses. So moving along, you know, back to school is right around the corner here in Georgia. Sophia is actually going to back to school tomorrow. Tomorrow, August 2nd, is back to school already here in Georgia. And it always seems very weird to be going back to school in August, because in the rest of the country, outside of the South, back to school is, of course, after Labor Day in September. So again, we go back to school here in Georgia the first week of August, because we got out of school the last week of May. So in preparation for back to school, I thought our tip of the week could revolve around going back to school. So this is from care.com, and the article is 101 back to school tips for parents and kids. And we can just see how this can apply for us in our own personal lives, because many of us are working on important life goals. And like we talked about last week, the changing of the seasons are actually great opportunities to kickstart those goals again, because, you know, sometimes the summer is so hot and, you know, we're hot and bothered and can't be bothered to do anything with regards to working on anything significant. So the cooling weather might be a great motivator to get back to school. So again, this is from care.com, and it's 101 back to school tips for parents and kids, from creating a homework caddy to nailing your after school routine. These back to school tips will have you prepped for the school year. So it begins by saying, as summer comes to an end and back to school season begins, it can be hard to get back into the rhythm of a regular schedule for both kids and adults. The trick, of course, is to plan ahead. Start preparing everyone a few weeks early and make sure you have a solid child care plan in place. If you're hiring a babysitter, nanny, or tutor this year, consider bringing them on a little early to help get your child on track before the first day of school. To help you with the transition, here are 101 back-to-school tips for parents you can use to ease kids back into school life while also managing your own stress. Read through the list and identify the strategies you think could help you and your family stay organized and on top of things. Then test your different approaches as a family so you can figure out which one works for you and which ones do not. So of course, we're not going to go through the entire 101 list of tips, but I would encourage you to visit care.com for more information. So let's just check out a couple of them. Mentally prepare for school. 1, set your kids' sleep schedules back to school time 2 weeks before the first day of school. 2, use an egg timer to get your kids used to focusing on specific periods of time. 3, encourage your kids to read at least one or more books before the school year begins. 4, discuss what your kids can expect on the first day of school so they feel more prepared. 5, ask teachers for class rosters so you can connect your kids with new classmates. 6, talk openly with your kids about their feelings about returning to school and be ready to answer any questions. The second portion of this is put time and schedule management plans in place before the first day. So here they give you some more tips. It also looks into make arrangements for before and after school hours, set up a system for school lunches, shop for school supplies and gear. Yeah, so this covers a lot of really great information. Organize your entire home for the school season. Yep, do everything you can the night before the first day. Set the stage for good night's sleep. Plan for smooth mornings. Devise a plan for homework. Stay connected with teachers. Purge and declutter before school. And regularly set goals for the school year. Schedule time for fun, very important. Delegate wherever you can. Take care of yourself. So again, this is from care.com, and the name of the article is 101 Back to School Tips for Parents and Kids. And what you will want to do is kind of just scan for them and see what could potentially work for you and what will potentially not work for you. Because as someone who works from home, I also have to schedule my time and schedule my coursework surrounding Sophie's schedule. So for me, this type of information is very helpful because it just reminds me of the importance of having a schedule, having a plan for how you will manage everything that we are responsible for in life. So I hope you found the information helpful and that you found some great takeaways from the information that was provided. So here we are at the end of the program. It is always wonderful to spend this time with you right here on Untapped Potential. If this was your first time listening, I hope that you will set a reminder to be with us every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of what are we doing to work on those important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. Of course, for more information about everything we do with Untapped Potential, Roots Connections, Push Past 10, you can visit our website, www.pushpast10.com, so pushpast10.com. And if you would like to reach out to me, you can send me an email at pushpast10@gmail.com if you would like to connect with me for any particular reason. So again, thank you for being here. I hope that you have a fantastic week ahead of you. You have great plans. You have a great written strategy for how you will approach this week. And I wish you a wonderfully productive week. So as we end here this evening, remember to be grateful for all the positive things in your life, and remember to stay strong, remember to stay positive, stay active, and stay engaged. And also remember that your life story is your strength. Don't forget to tap into your potential every day. So until we meet right back here next week, at the same time, you have yourself a wonderful week.